today, this is program is brought to you by Save of the Lord Ministry and in partnership with World in Need Philippines. We are here to discuss our main topic, the works of God, because this is the main question of the people. They said, what shall we do to do the works of God? Kailangan din natin tanong na sa sarili natin to. Are we doing the work of God or any other works? Because it's very clear in the discussion that we have before in the introduction. John chapter 6 verse 29 says that, I'll quote it again for us to, for a review. No? And Jesus answered and said unto them, this is the work of God, that they believe on him whom he have sent. So the work of God is for us to believe in whom he had sent. Now, the second part of our study is, of course, it is in the book of John, chapter 5, verse 17. It says, but Jesus answered them, my Father worketh hitherto, and I work. So the Father is working until now, and the Lord Jesus is working as well. So they are co-equal in the terms, because on the verse 18 it says, therefore the Jews sought to more to kill him, because he not only had broken the Sabbath, but also said that God was his own Father, making himself equal with God. How the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit work together harmoniously in their hypostatic union. That is, we can see now in the diagram, the Lord God being their hypostatic union here. You can see it here, no? Hypostatic union. That means without mixture, without change, without division, and without separation. That's the union or the unity that they are in. And at the same time, the perichoresis relationship, that the Son will not do anything outside or of his own. He will only do what the Father does, same as the Holy Spirit. He will not do anything of himself, of what only he sees from the Son, because from the Son is also from the Father. You see now their perfect relation and their unity and union. So now, we can now go to Lord God's work, which we are now discussing. Now, how they are now in doing these things, no? Paano sila nagtatrabaho na ang tao ay manampalataya sa sinugo ng Ama? How they are working to believe in whom the Father sent? Now, first and foremost, to understand that, we go to John chapter 6, verse 44. It says, no man can come to me, no, except the Father which hath sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last days. First, praise. It says, no one can come to me. No one can come to the Lord Jesus Christ except the Father which had sent me draws him. So, of course, the Father wants us to believe. So, he will draw us toward the sent one. He will not draw us to anyone outside of the sent one, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, John chapter 6, verse 5, it also says, and he said, therefore said I unto you, that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father. So the Father is giving everyone that to have that that ability to ano to draw everyone to the sun. Kinakabig niya, binibigyan niya ng lahat ng pagkakataon at kinakabig papunta sa kanyang isinugo o sa kanyang pinadala sa atin o binigay sa atin. Now, ang susunod dyan ay John chapter 13 verse 3, which the Lord Himself affirmed. Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hand and that He was come from God and went to God. So, meaning, it's simple. Jesus know that all things was given to His hand. So, this is how the Father is drawing and everyone is given to come to the Son. That is, He has given all things to the Son. Binigay niya. Kaya, John chapter 3, verse 35, it says, the Father loved the Son. So, this is now the very premise and the foundation of why the Father is giving everyone to the Son, everything to the Son, and hath given all things unto His hand. Nasa kamay na ng Panginoon. So, that is like telling in its kumbaga figure or metaphor speech or figure of speech, nasa kamay na ng Panginoon, nasa kanyang authority, power, and everything. Nasa disposal ng anak na, ang lahat, nasa kamay niya na. So, of course, hand means ability, power, no? Of course, that's the very essence of it. Nasa kamay na ng Panginoon, ang judgment, ang kanyang gustong gawin para sa kakaligtas ng marami para manampalataya sa kanya. That's why in John chapter 3 verse 36, it says here, He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth in him. So anyone who does not believe to the sent one of the Father, the wrath of God will abide in him. But the one who believes shall have everlasting life. This is the very life that God is giving to us. He wants us life. He wants us to be with His Son. That's why the Son is now the one who is in control of everything. Nasa kamay niya na ang lahat ng ito. Okay? So, He has all the power and authority concerning all things. Now, the Father is drawing and giving us to the Son because He loved the Son and has given all things into the hand of His Son. And anyone who believe it not, the one who does not trust, rely, and adhere to the Son, the wrath of God will abide in him. So therefore, if we believe, if we trust, rely, and adhere to the sent one, the Lord Jesus Christ, what will be the result? Everlasting life.